Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.
As music that might be familiar to you if you've been listening to TV coverage and radio coverage and internet coverage of the World Cup 2026, which is up and running. We're down to the last 16 now at this stage. It's getting very exciting. And I'm going to be joined right now by our panel, exclusive to the breakfast show on Today FM. We've got Eamon Dunphy. Hi, Eamon.
Yes, good morning,
Mick,
Ian.
Mick McCarthy is there as well.
Hi, Mick.
Okay, and Brian Kerr.
How are you, Ian? How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Nice talking
stuff.
To you.
Oh, yeah.
Mick, you stayed up to watch the England-Mexico game. What did you think?
All right, Ian. Well, you know what you're going to get with your Mexicans, don't you? You got your tacos, your burritos, your enchiladas, your cucarachas, your tequilas with a little worm at the bottom of the glass.
Lovely.
Your haciendas, your piñatas, your speedy Gonzalez's, but... England still managed to do their business, didn't they? Yeah,
they certainly did. Eamon, it's a great World Cup now, isn't it?
No. Oh. No, it's not. It's not. It's not a great World Cup, Ian. It's too exciting. There's too many goals, in my opinion. Real football people want...
Here we go, yeah.
No, I know you don't like to hear this, Ian, but real football people want nil-all draws.
Oh,
and
do
the
they
punditry.
Really?
Yes. Let's call a spade. And the punditry, as I said, is woeful. Kenny Cunningham is like some mad owl lad at the end of the bar who gets turfed out every night. I don't even know who this guy is. There's another guy on the panel, I don't know his name, on the panel.
Yeah.
This panel.
Right.
And he started calling Pico Lopez, the Cape Verde lad, on his phone.
Right. Oh, yeah.
On his phone. Can you imagine John Giles ringing Paul McGrath during Italia 90?
I know, yeah.
It's gimmicky. It's cheap. It's schlack.
Schlack. Yeah. What's the story with everyone wearing the pink boots as well? That's another thing, isn't it?
Look, I know you're not a real football person, Ian. And we need people like you, happy people.
Happy
clappy people with the hammers growing the game. But this is what happens. This is the danger. This is what happens when non-football people, with respect, get involved. Wow. The pink boots brigade take over. And it's a circus. Now, half the time... I'm looking at the TV and we can't even see the football. The camera is on this baldy spiv, Gianni Infantino, half the time. Which, by the way, do you know what Gianni Infantino stands for in Italian?
No.
No? What? It means Johnny Baby.
Johnny Baby.
That's who's in charge of FIFA. Johnny Baby.
Johnny Baby. And listen, Brian Kerr. Brian, England's looking good, Brian. Should we be worried?
No, Ian. On the contrary, it's perfect, Ian. It's building up nicely.
Okay.
Now, they're all cock-a-hoop over there this morning. Piers Morgan will blow his bleeding top in, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Daily Mail will be talking about getting the bunting out and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've still, on Saturday night, we've still got Erling Haaland, right? And his drums, banging his drums.
Yeah.
They'll be raging. Can you imagine it?
Yeah.
It's simmering, Ian. Simmering beautifully.
Okay,
beautifully.
Brian, thank you very much. Okay, well, listen, I think the party, just speaking of that, and the reaction across the Irish Sea, the party is still going on over in Essex. And we can go live to the Cock and Bull Tavern, where Nigel Farage is standing by. Morning, Nigel. Congratulations to England.
And a very good morning to all in Erra from the Cock and Bull in Essex. England rightfully through to the quarterfinal. The Mexicans, well, they tried everything. They even tried to take our oxygen. But the spirit of 1945, 1966 and Brexit pulled us through. Mexico are out. It's official. It's Brexico. And mine is a large pint of Bishop's Finger, please, Governor. Bottoms up. Rule Britannia.
Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.